Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is, For Whom Do Your Eyes Stream with Tears?
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Let my eyes stream with tears day and night without rest over the great destruction which overwhelms the virgin daughter of my people, over her incurable womb. If I walk out into the field, look, those slain by the sword. If I enter the city, look, those consumed by hunger. Even the prophet and priest forage in a land they know not. Have you cast Judah off completely? Is Zion loathsome to you? Why have you struck us a blow that cannot be healed? We wait for peace to no avail, for time of healing, but terror comes instead. We recognize, O Lord, our wickedness, the guilt of our ancestors, for we have sinned against you. For your name's sake, spurn us not. Disgrace not the throne of your glory. Remember your covenant with us, and break it not. Among the nations, idols, is there any that gives rain? Or can mere heavens send showers? Is it not you alone, O Lord, our God, to whom we look? You alone have done all these things. The word of the Lord. For whom do your eyes stream with tears? By what destruction are you overwhelmed? Jeremiah saw the destruction of Jerusalem as people followed false prophets and idols, blaming it on God and not their own actions. And yet this reading can easily be said of our times. Watch the news. There is hardly a night when we cannot find a cause for weeping. The victims of war, gun violence, fires and droughts caused by climate change. Yet there are those who deny climate change. Some value guns more than our children's lives. There are those whose prophecies seek wealth despite the cost paid by the poor and helpless. Do we blame God, our enemies? How willing are we to change, to promote peace and live our covenant with God, to love our neighbors and care for those in need? Our prayers have to be more than empty words. Can wealth bring rain? Can peace come without healing of our wounds? How do we gather the tears that water our hearts to God and honestly seek transformation? Today, how can we look to God with integrity and open our hearts to change?